Mischief Makers Day 10. Hot Air Balloons.
"We were stuck in that glass prison all day," Nim exclaimed,
furiously pacing in front of Santa's desk. Santa's beard quivered and his eyes twinkled.
"Nim, I'm glad to see you are feeling better."
Nim stopped pacing and smiled sheepishly.
"Sorry, Santa. It's good to see you, too."
Pixie coughed.
"Oh, Pixie!" Nim turned. "Santa, I'd like you to meet Pixie the birthday elf."
"Nice to meet you, Mr. Santa, sir."
Pixie gave an awkward curtsy. "Ho, ho, hello, Pixie. Good to meet you, too." Pixie cleared her throat nervously and looked away. She knew what was coming.
"You've told the birthday beagle, haven't you?"
"I'm afraid so, Pixie. The Council of Holidays would have been very unhappy with me had I not reported it." Pixie hung her head.
"Of course. I understand, sir."
"No, my dear," said Santa. "Don't look so glum. I have some good news." Pixie's head snapped up. Santa's eyes twinkled. "The birthday beagle has agreed to let you work with my elves for the rest of the season, as long as you continue your duties as birthday elf to both boys." Pixie whirled into the air, a pink blur whizzing through the room.
"She seems happy about his decision," said a smirking Nim.
"Oh, Nim, isn't it exciting?" said Pixie as they flew back. "I get to stay! I get to come out more than one day a year!"
Nim did a loop in the air.
"What should we do to celebrate?"
Pixie eyed Nim.
"You mean, how can we get even with Lil and Figgy?"
"Exactly."
"You have to admit, the snow globe was a clever idea."
"Oh, okay," Nim muttered.
"It was very clever."
"And," Pixie smiled, "it gave me an idea, but it will take some sneakiness."
"Tell me more," said Nim.
"Well."
After Pixie told Nim her plan, he couldn't wait to get started.
"I bring a peace offering."
Nim floated to the couch next to Figgy and Lil.
"Are those snickerdoodles?" asked Lil.
"Yep. Your favorite."
Figgy and Lil eyed the cookies suspiciously.
"Oh, come on," said Nim. "They're still warm."
He pushed the plate toward them. Still cautious, Figgy and Lil picked up a cookie and sniffed them. Figgy nibbled on his.
"Seems okay," he said to Lil.
Lil shrugged. The cookies looked delicious, and they were so hungry from all the scheming, they gobbled them up. Figgy suddenly slumped soundlessly to the floor. Lil's eyelids grew heavy. She stared at the cookie and then looked up at Nim.
You,
she started, and letting out a big yawn, slid down next to Figgy.
"And they're out," said Nim.
Pixie zoomed in, holding a balloon in each hand.
"Okay, now this is going to be the tricky part."
Her eyes twinkled.
"Should we put them in head or feet first?"